Better on Draft Podcast is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network and is recorded live in the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back. Here is Dan, Nick, Ken, and Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 46 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, and we've got a packed house here tonight, guys. And by that, I mean there's not too many people here. So we'll start off with the newest member of the Better on Draft gang, Matt Bush. What are you doing?
I'm just having a beer, Ken. How are you today?
I'm all right. What are you drinking?
I've got an iStock Icelandic Arctic Berry Ale. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be honest. It's got a little bit of raspberry, or as it says, wild blackberry, bilberries. So I'm going to guess that might be Nordic for either blackberries or blueberries. I'm not sure. I didn't take Nordic in school.
They didn't offer Nordic over at whatever high school you went to?
Nor did they at Central Michigan University, so they're really losing
their... That surprises me, because, I mean, Central Michigan's a...
I could have swore it was the linguistics capital of Mount Pleasant, but I guess it's not. So a
bilberry is nearly a blackberry,
okay,
is what they're saying.
Nearly, or is it like
it
in
says,
the black?
It says nearly.
Okay. Well, this is pretty smooth like a pale ale, and it just kind of has that little berry finish to it, so... As the self-proclaimed king of fruit beers, I would give this one a thumb and a half up.
Thumb and a half up.
Thumb and a half up. So, like, a full Ebert and a half a Siskel.
A full Ebert and a half a Siskel. I thought maybe it was like, what was the gladiator thing where he's got, like, the thumb sideways and it's up or down. So like,
I'd go, like, more.
Like a 45-degree and a straight 90.
Yeah, I wouldn't go straight 90. I'd go... 85-ish.
85-ish.
Maybe.
Okay, for a one thumb.
I'm definitely pleased. How about that?
That's good.
It's in a plastic, not plastic. It's in aluminum cans. It's pretty metallic looking. Almost looks like you could make a Viking helm out of him. So go pick it up at your party store. Not bad. $10.99 for a six-pack.
That's not a bad price.
5% ABV. Just kind of weird. Usually you see these craft or even imports usually in these big tall boy cans, and now you get these, or in bottles, and this one's just kind of... in a can. The rest of them are in cardboard, you know, put together. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I'm happy. Good job, Eisbach. Einstock. The Olgerbruch. So, I'm sure if Dan's listening, he's correcting me and pulling out his hair.
Some long, luxurious hair that he has over there.
Yeah.
Down to, like, his shoulders and stuff. So, I'm drinking from Better Nails High Wire. This is a brown ale I got from when I was in Charlotte for a week. And I was hoping to drink it the first time I came here after Charlotte, but, you know, plane delay after plane delay after plane delay. So not a bad beer at all. As you know me, I like my brown ale, so really it's hard for me to not find a brown ale I like. There are brown ales I don't like, but this one's not one of them. We do have one guest, though. We do have Aaron from Blake Cider, or as John told me to call you, A.A. Ron from Balake's Cider.
that's how we roll around there.
So how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on. It's good to know there's a fellow Chippewa in the room.
Fire up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I totally went there to drink once.
Directional education is the way to go.
Hey, if there was a Southwestern State Michigan University, I would go.
Southwestern State.
Well, there is, but they removed the south part of it.
Yeah.
And then they became a dump.
Ah.
Because they are horseshit.
And that's what happens.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of puns in this, you know, horseshit.
Yeah, that works. I mean, I'm just, I don't even want to mention they who not be named.
Okay, I'll mention it. Michigan University.
And for the record, it is Central Western Weekend. It's not Western Central Weekend.
Yes.
Like that's, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, just like it's Michigan State Weekend, it's never Michigan State Michigan Weekend.
Can we just, like, for the record?
Okay, for the record. We have written it down.
Central Western Weekend, yeah.
Central Western Weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Western's always last. It's even Eastern Western Weekend when they decide to participate in their flag football game.
I was going to say Eastern Michigan's pretty much been like the worst team in like Division I football for years.
They have a sweet field though.
Do they?
Gray turf.
Yeah, and gray turf.
It's pretty badass.
I've been to their student center. They got a nice little student center for being like a commuter school because it's pretty much a commuter school there.
It's a commuter school, and I think they probably got $1 billion to stay in, you know, Ipsy from somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine why you would stay in Ipsy.
Domino's.
Or go to Ipsy or be involved in and around Ipsy unless you just kind of happen to be.
Summer beer fest.
Yeah, but only if it's not 106 degrees out. Because I'll pass on
that. If it's 104, you're good to go. But 106.
105.5.
I'm going to pass. I'm going to round that up to 106.
Okay.
I've been to Ipsy a few times. Just kind of,
I pretty much drive through Ipsy to get to like Ann Arbor if I need to go somewhere. If I'm going to like South Ann Arbor and I got to go up through Ipsy to get there.
Yeah, Ipsy, it's a one-horse town with 18,000 horses.
That's fair.
I'll take it. So, you're from Blake's. You got cider days coming up.
We do this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
This is year number two.
Mm-hmm.
And what is cider days? Explain it for anyone who's never been, or what's the goal?
So cider days is really it's a weekend just appreciating cider and obviously beer because we have 35 suppliers, whether that be Founders, obviously Blake's, Vandermill,
Axel. Starcut.
Yeah, Axel. Yeah, there are feature sponsors, so thank you, Axel, if you're listening.
They're over at 8 Degrees Detroit right now. So,
You probably ran into them before this, didn't you?
No, I was at 3 Nicks earlier. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I messaged Dan. I'm like, hey, Dan, if you want to come on out here.
We actually were sitting down like 4 hours ago having a cider at the bar, so it was good.
So he didn't respond to my email, so I'll make sure to mention that to him.
Wasn't he here, wasn't Aaron supposed to be here last time Dan was here?
I think Axel? So.
Was that time Briggerman and Pipenbrock were here?
No, I think the first time that you were supposed to come, because you were supposed to come the next week.
Yes. And then you got stuck in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, because Dan was here.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been
The show of two Dans was the
show
first
of two
time,
Dans, yes.
And I didn't get that. So yeah, you were supposed to be here that week. So this is, I guess, the third time is the charm in some aspects.
Some aspects, yeah.
That's how we roll. So no, to kind of give you a quick rundown, it's Friday or Saturday and Sunday.
Not Friday.
It's not Friday.
Don't go there right now.
I don't know why I keep saying that. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it's 12 to 8. Sunday it's 12 to 5. And basically, it's just an appreciation of cider and beer. And, we have a ton of suppliers out there and really just, camaraderie, appreciation, having fun, drinking. It's at our main location, which is at 34 and Romeo Plank. So it's kind of a hike for anybody, but there is bus rides from the WAB here. Wow. And or I should say in Ferndale. And they'll bus you up round trip, $10.
That's not a bad price at all.
No, it's great.
I was going to say, and somebody's driving you, so you're able to manage it. I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit more because you got to keep feeding the Park Mobile meter.
Exactly.
Yeah, unless you Uber over and back.
Well, I mean, Park Mobile's dirt cheap in Ferndale, so it ain't like I mean, there's really no expensive parking around here until you get to like Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even I got stuck in Gross Point last weekend, and I got there and the meter had half an hour on it, and I stayed there for 2 hours, and luckily the meter maid never came around. So maybe that's why it's considered cheap that way.
I still remember I went to go see Jim Jeffries with the wife.
Oh,
and
he's coming back. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we wanted to see him thinking he was coming with Dave Chappelle, but he wasn't on that leg of the tour for Dave Chappelle's return tour.
Did you see him at the Oddball last year?
I did not. I saw him 2 years ago. So we're walking, and we see the meter maid right in front of us. And we know our meter had ran out like 10 minutes before. And so my wife and I look at each other and we just bolt right past. Like, yeah, we're not getting another $10 ticket or $15 ticket, whatever it is.
I saw he's got a special coming out on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
There's going to be him, Pete Davidson, Natasha Leggero, like 11:30 on Sunday. They're just going to do some goddamn comedy jam on Comedy Central. So
that's cool. I'm going to have to record it.
I've already got that recorded.
That sounds awesome.
I was going to say, I wonder if it's going to be unedited since it's past 11.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it is because it's got some pretty raw comics. Like I said, Pete Davidson's pretty dirty when he gets out there.
Jim Jeffries gets pretty.
Honestly, I've never laughed harder than when I saw his. It wasn't the bear one. It was the one previous to that where he's just drinking the entire time, which is all of them.
Yeah, you can see
it's
him
pretty
all
standard.
For those of you who don't know who Jim Jefferies is, he's an Australian comedian,
very
I believe.
Very much Australian.
And you can see him all on Netflix. I think he has two or three specials, as well as his TV shows on Netflix as well.
Legit, which is a tragedy that it got canceled. But I love – he's such a great storyteller. He took his disabled friend to a whorehouse and the disabled friend has MD or MS, one of the two. And he wasn't supposed to live past like 30, and he took him at 33, so his mom thought he was going to die in the whorehouse. It's a great story. you can also just YouTube Jim Jefferies.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not safe for work. So if you
have headphones on.
Yeah, or make sure those headphones are severely on, because if it slips out, you're bound to hear a C word just at a very inopportune time.
Yeah, and as we continue the interview.
I see what you did there.
So it is 35 on Saturday, 30 on Sunday for Saturdays.
Yes.
Tickets are still available. You can get them online through Ticket Leap, it looks like, through the Cider Days website.
Yeah, www.ciderdays.com. And actually, all proceeds go to the Armada Lions Club. So this is a charity event. Got to make sure I mention that. And really, we don't take a profit from it. We just make sure that, you know.
Everyone's taken care of.
Yes.
So
and you said you put Ken and I and gave us a plus one too, right?
Plus six, actually.
Plus six? Okay. Yeah. So you can tweet us now at Better on Draft if you'd like to be part of that plus 10 that Ken and I have going.
Thought it was plus 12, six and six.
Yeah, but you and I plus one and then
plus,
six more.
Plus the four girls each of you are bringing. Four. And then so
don't tell my wife that. Sorry, I get a little mad about that. So you get 9 samples. Can you purchase more while you're there?
Yeah, so actually, and I don't know if this is, you know, knowledge, but you can actually get 9 more. I think it's either 9 more for $5.
Oh, damn.
When you're inside.
Or, Jesus, that's
or 6.
Nothing.
Maybe it's 6.
Okay,
I don't know. But
still...
either way, it's $5. It's great.
Now we're talking these Dixie cup pours, or are we talking actual?
So I'm trying to think.
They're 5-ounce pours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's probably if there's going to be anything really, really special or really heavy, they might be two token beers, as we like to call them, that you see at like the beer festival. No,
is it? No,
no,
it's all one.
Everything's one.
Now, I know it's cider days, but you see you have vendors like Founders and Axel. Are they bringing their cider as well, or is this strictly your cider that's going to be pouring?
So there's like I think 10 cideries that are going to be there. So like. Okay. It's not just us. You know, I don't know. I can't remember if Northville's coming. I know, obviously, Vandermill's going to be there. Starcut, People's Cider Company.
Uncle John's?
Uncle John's going to be there, yep. So we got a couple of the gamut that are rolling through.
Yep, and you got some non-locals, too. You got Great Lakes that are coming out. New Belgium's coming out. Looks like I see Northville on here. Mm-hmm. Sellerman's is coming out.
Yep.
So that's a good one to have right up there. God, I would just stay at the Sellerman's tent, really.
Actually, they were there when I left. They were unloading, so I know they're actually showing, which is good.
Did you see them all in their luxurious beards?
Yes, they looked majestic from a distance.
I was going to say, they have brewery beards. I think that would be a good way to define those beards.
I think cider, though, is kind of cracking that gender glass ceiling where you don't have to, you know. I think it's coming across the gender bounds. I think... A few years ago, it was girls drink cider because they don't want beer, and I think it's kind of becoming more across the board acceptable.
You know what's funny is, as we've grown across the Midwest, we've definitely seen that. Because the people, I mean, just like you guys drink beer, people appreciate good liquid just in general. So whether it be vodka, whether it be cider, whether it be any type of beer, it seems like the appreciation's there for the craft industry as a whole.
Well, I think, and you know, that's definitely one of the things that is interesting, because for me, you know, I like sweet beers. Like, I like fruity type beers. So I always grew natural towards ciders. Like, I don't like the bitter dry ciders. Like, I want something sweet. I don't want it over sugary, though. Like, Woodchuck just literally tastes like diabetes in a bottle.
Diabetes?
Oh, you just taste the sugar going down. It's ridiculous.
They've rebranded and redone, so there's some great news on them too.
Oh yeah?
They've rebranded. Now they have 3 lines. Or they will be having 3 lines.
I'll have to maybe give it another shot. So we had I went to a convention over in Troy, and if you go to the convention, you get free beer for the weekend.
Oh damn!
And your choices was Bell's Oberon, Rochester Red, and Woodchuck.
I'm a huge fan of the Rochester Red.
I love the Rochester Red, too.
I think I would have just picked that by default.
So the Red?
Yeah, because the other two choices don't really grab
me. So Oberon got tapped and tapped out, and Rochester Red got tapped and tapped out. So Sunday, while we were drinking and trying to finish all the beer, because obviously it was free, we went with the what do you call it? The Woodchuck.
Yeah. Was it the Amber or the Granny Smith?
It was your basic standard. This was like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
They got the kegs for like $3. So
they're kind of pricey barrels.
I was going to say, they're
I'm kidding. I know.
It was interesting. Speaking of cheap, like random beers, have you ever had Rowdy Root Beer?
I've seen it. I've never actually had it.
So places were selling it for like 50 cents a can because they couldn't move it at all. So I bought a six pack and I had a buddy over a couple days ago, and he had one of the cans, and I'm like, oh, wow, that somebody's actually going to drink this from my refrigerator. He loved it.
You want to have this conversation about FMBs right now? I love talking about FMBs.
Sure, go for it.
I think it's an amazing anomaly. Like, I'll never forget, feel free to jump in whenever.
So FMB stands for?
Flavored Malt Beverage.
Thank you.
So I'll never forget when Not Your Father's dropped. Like, and I'm sure you guys remember that as well.
Not Your Father's is not a party foul if you can still hear us. That's Ken's nursing a bottle with his mouth.
So Ken just had a bottle
explode on himself. Well,
it must have been overcarbonated, let's call it.
Wow, it's us. Anyways, so,
that's great.
We're just trying to draw an illusion. So yeah, not your father's.
Go ahead.
Hard soda, not FMB. Different category there.
I want to talk about the hard soda though. So the hard soda anomaly to me, I love talking about because it seems like anything else where they've just gone, they'll go through their life cycle, I'm going to say a lot faster than any beer or any, let's say, call it cider. Not Your Father's came and went, literally popped in the market, hot for, let's call it, 6 weeks.
Six months. Really? Yeah, from March to September. That was, because then you had Coney Island came out and they kind of tried each other. Well, depending on who you ask, I think. Personally, I was a Coney Island person, not because I like root beer, but it wasn't as tooth-chatteringly sweet.
Sweet, yep.
And it had a little bit more spice to it, like a true root beer might across the board.
Yeah.
The hard soda category, it's still pretty strong. I love the Henry's orange soda.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes just like Slice or Fanta. You wouldn't even know that it has alcohol unless someone told you.
Yep.
I love to mix the Henry's ginger ale with bourbon, to be honest. That's a thing I enjoy.
That sounds like a nice little cocktail.
Typically you put ginger ale and whiskey, and that's a highball. So you ginger soda or ginger ale or hard ginger ale. And
are you okay over there?
So fruity right now.
Are you okay over there?
I'm okay.
Yeah,
you look bad too.
Give you one of those.
That's a long finger salute for those listening.
So, harkening back a little bit, because I did want to say, you were mentioning Coney Island, that you like the Coney Island. I loved Weyerbacher.
Over
Not Your Father's. Mm-hmm. And I had, before Detroit had Not Your Father's, I had it at the Angora or the Angola. It's one of those, like, small little venues in Cleveland for a little show. And yeah, it was like one of the because the Not Your Father's draft is always a higher ABV, and I couldn't. Well, no,
they have the 10.9, right?
Well, I think the 10.9 is only in Bombers, and it's only the vanilla, isn't it? Or is it the root beer too?
No, though I know the original was like at their pub they had a 10.9 root beer.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I just thought it was the 5.9. I didn't even know that it came out elevated till I saw the vanilla came in at 10-something.
I just remember hearing, like, when they first launched that they had three varieties, but they were only sticking with the one for, like, a significant amount of time.
Yeah, and I think, the hard soda category, 5 years ago, 12 really, when I went to college, the only cider on the market was Woodchuck. And then, Angry Orchard really bust down the door and got, wide acceptance. And that really is what brought, not to say that it – made room for Blake's, but it made the cider category.
And paved the way.
Yeah, it made the category and even the segment of the cooler relevant. It's not just something that, you have it in a couple shelves in the cooler. And, I think the hard soda category is going to do that. They're always putting out new innovations. It's easy. You put sugar, syrup, and some liquor together, and you're, boom, you got it. 20 years ago, you had Mike's come out, and I mean, Mike's is one of the best. I mean, it's still growing. It's one of the FMB category is one of the biggest drivers at a cooler right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, and think about the profitability is huge because it's, again, just sugar water and a vodka mash. There's no dates. It's not going to go bad because it's, you know, it's the same stuff that you just, you know, it's Kool-Aid basically, really, with 5% of alcohol, and it's flavorful, and you know, in a hot summer day, it doesn't wear you down, doesn't bloat you like beer does. A lot of it's gluten-free-ish, you know?
I don't know if you can be gluten-free-ish. I think either you have gluten or you don't.
Well, I think everything has gluten in it. Just the level of which you are you blatantly gluten or are you,
you are know, you celiacs or are you just trying to be hipster?
Are you minimally gluten or are you maximally gluten?
Minimum or maximum?
There you go. Like the
Like the gluteus minimus and the gluteus. I see what you're doing there.
I like that.
I just that just rolled off the tongue just, that way. So I was thinking maximus, like back to the gladiator reference. That would have been great if he would have had a Mike's Hard Lemonade in his hand as he was stabbing one of the lions.
I bet if you Google it right now, you'll be able to find something that's photoshopped.
Gladiator like with that. Mike's?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is that like the rule 76 of the internet, that if it exists, there's a porno of
no,
it?
No, that's rule 34.
34, my bad.
Rule 76 is play like a champion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know all the rules?
I know some of the rules. I know the more important rules. But I want to challenge our Better on Drafter, our people listening right now. Please tweet us a photo of Maximus slaying a lion with a Mike's in his hand. The first person to send that to our Facebook page or our Twitter will receive a complimentary high five through my phone.
Nice.
So I will give you a shout out to the five people that listen to me and follow me on my Instagram visions.
No, or a VIP Instagram. Ticket tomorrow.
There Ooh. You go. You get a VIP ticket if you're in the Michigan area and you want to drive to Armada mm-hmm. which is very scenic. I love Armada. Grew up in Romeo. Kind of a rivalry, but I think there's nothing better than having some land and still being 25 minutes from a big city. I mean, I think that's one of the better things about...
What's 25 minutes from Armada?
Detroit?
Sterling Heights.
It's going to say...
Depending how fast you're driving down 94.
Okay.
I mean, don't threaten me with a challenge or a good time.
I say, that's still a heck of a drive over there.
34? I mean... Depending on how fast the Van Dyke Expressway is going, if it's under construction.
Yeah, and I mean, are you saying a big city, like, are you going to go hang out at 7 Mile and Gratiot, or?
Why would anybody do that?
He's going to go hang out at downtown Utica at Jimmy John's Field now.
Have you been there yet?
I've been meaning to go.
I have not, but I heard there's dollar draft nights.
It's actually, like, so my sister works in the box office there, and from what I've heard, and a bunch of my friends have gone to games, they actually did a hell of a job. Like, it's immaculate. Literally to the tens.
I think their only mistake was allowing the internet to choose the names of the teams.
Well, it actually wasn't. Did you hear what happened?
No.
The guy's daughter.
Oh, yeah?
The guy's daughter picked the Unica Unicorns. Like, that was – that, and I think all three. I know she did the Unicorns for sure, but the other two.
Well, I mean – I've always wanted to go. I mean, I lived right there in Rochester Hills for a long time, and
the place always seems packed on the weekends.
And how fast that place went up, too. Had we had any semblance of a winter last year, I would have imagined it'd still be built. But they said it would be open by June, and I'll be damned, it was open by June. So, I mean, they say things aren't good fast and cheap. So I'm going to guess that guy, somebody put a lot of money in that thing.
Well, think about it. How much infrastructure is there to a baseball stadium? Like, when it's pretty basic, just I mean that's a cookie cutter. I mean it's a pretty how many people can they fit? 10,000?
I mean
maybe
I don't know
if they're lucky.
We've heard about breweries though taking years to build though. I mean, and I know we're talking apples and oranges, but you still have to build infrastructure off a freeway with people. I mean, we're talking heavy duty. We're talking rafters, boxes.
Yeah, but seats, I wouldn't be surprised if the city of Utica had a lot of hands in that, whereas the city of Royal Oak might not have a lot of hands of when a brewery is going to open and how it's going to open.
I don't know. I'm just kind of trying to compare, you know, large scale building with that involves like cranes and such to a small brick and mortar.
Well, I mean, the size of it's pretty much comparable to like the Lugnut Stadium too. It's a decent sized stadium, you know, in downtown Utica. Like it's no like I'm trying to think of like a comparison, but there really isn't a comparison to a.
I've always wanted to find something to put. Remember where Four Bears Water Park was on the other side of that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That land still just stays vacant, you know, and there's a soccer field right across the street. They got to, it's just so unfortunate that strip of Auburn Road is just kind of, could you just imagine have like an open air, almost like a Partridge Creek there? Or
God, I forgot all nice about ass. Four Bears.
Yeah. What happened to Four Bears?
I think just too many people died.
Wait, what?
No, I don't know. You got a water park on a one lane road. It's kind of seems like it's naturally would go defunct.
I don't know. There's a photo, a video, and we'll have to check it out during break, about 50 seconds on YouTube of the abandoned Four Bears Water Park.
So, I mean, they started building like condos there in like 06 or 07, and then the housing market crashed, and now you have one condo complex, like one like six-unit row house, and then just like a canyon of like a pond and nothingness.
Yeah, that's happened to a lot of places where like a lot of those places that – things were getting built up, and then the crash happened, and it's just like, all right, we're out of here, peace.
But they're expanding Auburn Road, at least on the Oakland County side.
We should open up a water park there.
I think that's been tried. I don't know if it has or not, but I believe that might have failed. Or we could just go with, like, one amusement park ride. Let's just build, like, a top thrill dragster. And just put one there.
This seems like a version of Roller Coaster Tycoon where you got to play the tiny map, so you put like the most expensive ride out there and
sell like $80 hot dogs.
Yeah,
and you're golden.
Oh, we'll sell Blake's cider because we'll get it right down the street.
All
right,
can you buy Blake's cider in Roller Coaster Tycoon?
I think there's a mod for that. Probably there's got to be
maybe change the name,
upgrade. Yeah. You know, maybe you got to find the. Find the loophole, do a little hacking for it.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Although I think the funniest thing I ever saw on the internet about Roller Coaster Tycoon is somebody was competing with a roller coaster theme park next door. So they built a roller coaster that killed everybody on it. But since they got launched off the roller coaster, but since they died in the theme park next door, the theme park next door lost its popularity. So it was kind of like to win the game.
I remember somebody had played the game, and they had built the longest roller coaster ever, and it was like this 9-hour ride. And wow. Like you could watch the like an actual 9-hour in not in game 9 hours, but 9 hours outside of game, like real lifetime of how long this roller coaster lasts. And all it is just like. Like almost like a long those long queue lines you make for the roller coasters.
I've seen that. I've never actually watched it, but I saw the.
Now, how long would it take to build what would be a 9-hour coaster? Because that's got to be days. That's got to be someone who just broke up with their girlfriend and has nothing else to do with their time for days on end.
Yeah. Or like a 13-year-old that,
you know,
has nothing else to do.
Yeah. Has like really like someone that needs therapy. Yeah,
basically.
So Blake's has been around for how long now?
So I guess I'll kind of start from the top. So the farm has been around since 1946. Started by the Blake family. They actually moved out to obviously Armada back in the 40s when there was literally nothing there. I don't know. I always talk about this. I don't know how they got there. I mean, 40 like even like 20 years ago, there was like nothing there. Like back in the day. 46, there was dirt roads, and maybe, like, if a tree fell, like, well, road shut down for 3 weeks, you know, until someone comes out and pulls it. Anyway, so 1946, farm opened, one of Michigan's first U-Pick apple farms. Gerald and Lovey Blake, which is Andrew Blake's grandparents, had 13 kids and obviously needed the farm free farm labor. So they bought a 150-acre apple farm, and obviously over the course of, let's call it, 75 years, they've kind of grown into this conglomerate that they are today. They have three locations, 1,000 acres. Now, Blake's Hard Cider started about 3 years ago by Andrew Blake, who's our founder, and he was home-cidering, I should say, at Michigan State, and basically went to his dad and his uncle and said, you know, I think there's a need for a good craft cider, especially in Michigan, but the market in general. So essentially, they were on board, and over the course of 3 years, it's kind of taken legs of its own and grown from there.
So you know what I learned about 1946? The Lions went 1-10.
Doesn't sound
were they
nothing's around. Changed.
Yeah. Were they the Detroit Lions or were they the Portsmouth Lions?
They were still the Detroit Lions.
Well, in the '50s, they won like three or four championships, right?
Yep, the '50s. I think the
52, 55, and 57, I think
something like that. Yeah, they were a dynasty in the '50s. Them and the Cleveland Browns, as crazy as it is to think, but yeah, they won. As I'm bringing it up right now and trying to, they won actually, yeah, 52, 53, 57, and they also won one in 35.
So, you know, that must have been the life. 1935, both the Tigers and the Lions won a championship. What a time to be alive in Michigan, or in Detroit even.
In Detroit, yeah.
You got Henry Ford cranking out cars for the first time. You got championship football and baseball teams. Then again, you do have Prohibition, so maybe not. You're drinking bathtub moonshine from Canada.
So, no.
Bathtub Moonshine sounds awesome.
That would be a great name for your cider, Bathtub Moonshine.
Bathtub Moonshine. That's all you do is you just pitch ideas to.
You know what? I'm like 3 for 3. I'm saying I'm 3 for 3 on.
Is that a weekly podcast thing? Like
it's where Matt Bush just starts pitching ideas to the
just
the
names.
Locals.
I love it.
Not just names.
Bathtub Moonshine
hard cider. Because you can only be 6.9% in the state of Michigan to be legally considered a cider, so maybe that's your elevated series is called Bathtub Moonshine.
Boom. Done.
There we go.
Like last week we came up with Straight Out of Hopton, which is going to be a double IPA from Draft Horse.
Draft Horse, yep.
I'm pretty sure that we're going to be dedicated to that.
Straight Out of Hopton. I love it.
That could be your hop cider. Well, not yours anymore because we gave that last week.
Maybe I'll steal it before he gets it.
No, I'm kidding.
But we also came up with a blueberry beer. So that's going to be pretty awesome. I don't know if any of
these did you have the NWIPA?
NWIPA.
The NWIPA. The NWIPA.
Yeah, but that's I think that's Josh from Oddside still. I think we can only promote that. We can't claim that as our own. What we can claim is the Yeah Boy IPA, the Flavor Flav on the label, because it's a blood orange IPA, so B-O-O-I-P-A.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm on a roll. I'm 3 for 3. I'm going to count this as 4 in a row now with the bath, you know, the bathtub.
The bathtub moonshine.
Hard cider.
We have to start writing these down. We're going to have to open up our own brewery
one day. Even better, we have them recorded.
Yeah, but are you going to go back and listen to the hours of tape?
No, it's Finkelstein's theory of drunken recall. You got to watch,
Beer Fest.
You get drunk again, they all come right back.
So I had a friend over and my mind was blown because the words, I had never seen Beer Fest,
what?
Came out of his mouth. And I'm like, okay.
Is this an adult?
Yeah, he is 8 days younger than me.
How is that possible?
Hold on. So it gets worse. It gets worse. So he follows it up with, because he's going through my DVD collection because we were going to just chill and watch a movie and have him drink my beer because I don't drink at home really anymore. Oh. So I'm like, just drink my damn beer. So he goes, oh, Caddyshack. I haven't seen that either. And
there's a special place in hell for those people.
I'm like, how have you never seen? So, like, we were going to watch Beer Fest, and then he said Caddyshack you never seen. So I'm like, well, I have to watch Caddyshack now.
You know what? You should have punished him by making him drink every time they drink in Beer Fest and just said, this is what happens when you don't watch top 10 movies.
Top 10, ooh.
Annual top 10 movies. I think, I know Caddyshack was an annual top 10, but I'm pretty sure I'd go out with saying Beer Fest was a top 10 for what, 06-ish when it came out?
Okay. I understand. You're not top 10 of all time.
I can't make that big of a stretch, although Super Troopers might be.
Oh, Super Troopers definitely
great.
Is.
Yeah.
Old school.
But that's
I have a personal vendetta against Vince Vaughn. I don't know what it is. I don't find him funny, and I think every movie he's in is kind of sucky because he's in it.
Like Jurassic Park Lost World?
Is he in that?
Yes. He's one of the main characters.
I was thinking the most recent Jurassic Park. So, yeah.
Called Jurassic World.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind, but like, I don't really find him funny in anything. Or just any movie that he's even in.
That's very interesting because I had someone say it to me once before, almost verbatim. And
like, I can excuse Wedding Crashers because it's just that good.
Wedding Crashers is that good. Old School's that good. And I will say to a point, outside of a couple movies, I mean, he's not something that can carry the load. Let's call it what it is.
I loved him in Swingers with Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Made was better.
What about did you see The Internship with Owen Wilson?
I did.
Did you not like it because of him?
I don't know if I didn't like it because of him. It just seemed too cookie cutter. Hey, we have a startup. Let's be funny. And I think if anybody was good in that, it was Asif Manvi. But now we're getting into way crazy cinematic
times. I also want to say that there's no way in hell that either of those guys would have gotten an internship with Google.
No.
As really? Watch salesman.
It was basically the same plot as Wedding Crashers. They both go to somewhere they don't belong. Owen Wilson finds the love interest that he has. They spend the show or the movie for them, Owen Wilson trying to connect with that love. While Vince Vaughn does the, hey, look at me, I'm the tall, weird, lanky guy. I'm going to put out some inappropriate jokes.
And we're going to put it on the line.
Yep. And then we're going to go all the way. We're going to go all the way. And then Owen Wilson's going to get it. And then, you know, cut to credits.
We're going to put it on the line, online.
On the line. No, you mean on the line. Yes, online. On the line. We're going to put it on the line.
Yeah. So Vince Vaughn.
What about Dodgeball? One more. Dodgeball.
No, Dodgeball.
Come on, dude. No.
Overrated. I'm going to go with overrated on Dodgeball.
Can dodge a wrench, can dodge a ball.
There was one good part of Dodgeball, and now it's the most ironic part ever.
Is that when Lori Beth Denberg fell on Justin Long's face?
No, that is traumatizing. Was it Lori Beth?
I'm pretty sure it was Lori Beth Denberg.
No, the one saving grace in the movie which made it tolerable is when he's at the airport bar after he's left, and Lance Armstrong comes up to him at the bar and says, you know, I've been watching this tournament the whole time. You really inspire me. And, you know, after beating cancer twice and winning the Tour de France six times, it took a lot. So if you're quitting, you know, I told you you must be overcoming quite a struggle.
Well, what about the end?
Which is now completely ironic because he's been, like, indicted and all this.
Ben Stiller's like, fucking Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Fucking Chuck Norris.
You know, I'm going to go ahead.
And he's fat as hell on his couch, just covered in Cheetos and, like, cheese and shit.
And donuts.
I was going to say, I think he was eating like fried chicken or something like that. So it looked like it was all grease. Yeah. So this is better on cinema,
I guess.
With Ken, Matt, and Aaron.
Well, hey. It's better on something.
Hey, that's how we roll.
I mean, when we have no hosts, we have to kind of improvise. And I guess Nick's camping now, too. So.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I guess you're checking that out. So with Cider Days, is Blake's bringing out anything special, like anything like a one-time off for tomorrow or
Sunday?
Yeah,
the bathtub moonshine hard cider.
Yeah, bathtub moonshine. Didn't hear. So we're actually doing something fun tomorrow and Sunday. Basically, we're doing an El Chavo, like a specific El Chavo tent. And what we did was we did our regular El Chavo, and then we have two other ones. We have our ghost pepper infused habanero or El Chavo. And then something in the middle. I don't know what. Ken doesn't do spicy. Nope. You don't do spicy.
Nope.
Why not?
I don't like spice. Like I don't like the heat in my throat. I had at Stormcloud. I accidentally had a pepper porter over there because I stopped at coconut and I'm like, ooh, coconut porter. This is great. Not reading coconut cayenne pepper. And all these other peppers that are in there. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
So, well, that's something you'd hate. Let's just put it out there. So I know we're doing that.
Like a Scotch bonnet, are we talking, or a Thai chili?
You'll have to come out and check it out.
I will be there.
How about a brown ale chili?
Ooh, brown ale chili cider.
Yeah. But you don't like chili, so that would ruin the brown ale for
you. Yeah, I guess it would.
You did not have a malfunction. I like where your head's at right now.
Yeah, now that I'm opening it up all like 10 feet away from the board. I was like, oh, it's a little. I can pop it open without any issues. No, that was a bad idea. Bad news bears.
It's a little malfunction. No big deal.
So what other specials do we have that I'm going to see tomorrow that I'm going to feast on?
There's a couple ones that we don't distribute. For example, the Frostafarian, which is our mango pineapple. That's a really good one that you'll have to try.
I will.
Other than that, our El Chapo might be there.
Which Chapo?
El Chapo.
Ooh, okay.
Have you had El Chapo?
I have seen him on the news.
Oh, but you have not had ours.
I have not had the Balaques.
Balaques
El Chapo. El Chapo.
Do we know that Chapo is short for short? Or Spanish for short, rather.
No. So El Chapo is short for
the short one.
The Chapo?
The short one.
And El Chavo means the dude.
Okay, the short
in
dude.
In Spanish.
Okay, El Chapo Chavo. Short dude.
The short dude.
The short dude. So those two I know will be there. I don't know what I lost my train of thought. But yeah, those will definitely be there, and we're going to try to roll them all out.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, play a few songs, refill beers. We've got some delicious draft beer that we're going to be doing a small little vert thanks to a former sponsor but still a good friend of the show, Three Nick Scoreboard. So we'll be right back with a Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with episode 47.
Tom Glavin, baby.
Of the Better on Draft podcast. Not 46. We are 47. We're still here with Aaron, Aaron from Balake's Cider, Matt Bush, as well as myself. It's a good thing, again, Matt Bush is here.
Go figure.
Yeah.
I don't think that's been uttered many times, so we're just going to run with it.
I was going to say you'd be more the Todd Jones of the show. You saved.
I'm the closer for sure. Oh, no, I'm the roller coaster then.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good description of you from the shows that I've listened.
I don't have quite the Fu Manchu going to be a Todd Jonesy. Maybe I'll be
a Fernando Rodney.
Or a Poo Poo Grande.
Poo Poo Grande. I like that.
I can close sometimes, and I can have a good streak, but every now and again I'm just going to.
You can have one good year.
There we go.
Be perfect.
Well, no, he had a lot of good years, just not with the Tiger.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think Rodney had a perfect year.
Again, with Tampa, not with Detroit.
No, he had it with Detroit. Somebody had a perfect year with Detroit.
Yeah, that was
Valverde.
Oh, it was Valverde. That's right.
And he did really good with the Rockies before he got here, but after that, he poo-pooed on the bed.
For something, I thought you said the Rockets. I'm like, he played for Houston?
Yeah, Rockies. Rockies in Denver, Colorado, the Coors Field.
Yes, I see
after
that.
After a beer company.
Oh, yeah?
I know.
Man.
Very local to Denver. You'll never see it outside. I think it's pronounced Coors?
Coors.
It could be Coolers. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think a lot of people were telling me, oh, you got to have Coors over in Denver because it tastes that much better. No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
I went to Denver. God, this had to have been maybe 8 years ago. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have it. Sure, I'll try it. No, it was just the same thing, except I just got drunk quicker because I was, you know, a mile in the air.
I'll tell you the best beer experience I ever had. I went to Germany when I was 18, and I had Kolsch beer in Cologne, which you have to dress up to serve Kolsch in Cologne. It's one of those German laws that you can only serve it in certain places. It's Kolsch to Cologne is as champagne is to the Champagne region of France. You got to be properly dressed. They only pour them in like 8 ounce, like skinny glasses. It's just literally some of the best beer you'll ever have. I don't know. They're uptight Germans.
Damn Germans.
Don't look at me.
Hey, they brew some of the best beer in the world.
I'm a Polak, that's for sure.
Well, I'm German, so I can say those damn Germans. But
I'm both.
Well,
Polish and German.
I'm a mixture of you two.
Well, not.
Do you have an internal struggle at some points?
Hold on. I just want to say you are not. There is nothing that Ken and I have created together. So you are definitely not a combination.
I was
going to
say you might have an internal struggle in the 40s. Your 40s, I should say.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
No, I. Oh yeah, let's see what you did there.
There you go.
Oh, actually, it's the late 30s.
Late 30s.
Yeah, because I remember the Family Guy episode. It was June of 39.
Nothing happened. They were on vacation.
We were invited. Punch was served.
I think we almost made Aaron make a big spill.
Yeah, that would have been
spit out my drink.
That would have been two party fouls on the both of you. But Ken, you poured us something dark and frothy. So
yeah, so we have Black Buttes. So we have the 27 and the 28 anniversary editions. So it's 2 year vertical. Again, thanks to Three Nick Scoreboard. Well, I paid for it, but they were the ones that were serving it in growler or howlers. So thank you for doing that.
So which one are we going to try first?
Let's do the 28.
So the
new one.
Okay.
The new one.
Is that the front or the back that you poured?
Oh, it's the first one he poured.
It was the first one I poured. So I think it's the one closest to you.
I hope it's this one.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm going to go
unmarked blue.
Solo cups.
I got to eat a Dorito.
Knock off Solo cups.
Is your Dorito your palate cleanser?
No, the El Chavo is going to throw off everything that I'm drinking right now.
Use some Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Classic.
Is Coca-Cola going to do it?
It's got bubbles and such. So maybe
the bubbles.
The effervescence.
The bubbles.
The effervescence will do it. All right, so Ken, what does it smell like to you?
Definitely smell like I smelled the vanilla. I didn't taste the vanilla though. That's for sure.
I just smell caramel, toasty biscuit notes out of this. I know we don't really romance beer all that often.
No, we don't at all. But not at all.
But I think it might. You know, since we're a beer podcast and we're not a TV show, as Aaron basically airs
it
his
tastes
tongue
good.
Out.
Yeah. I don't have the palate. I have the palate of like a 10-year-old who wants chicken nuggets.
In dinosaur shapes?
In dinosaur shapes.
You know, I'm not a porter person. I've made that abundantly clear that I don't like dark or heavy beers. But maybe it's because it's not mellowed out. This is kind of something I maybe could drink one of.
Well, yeah, I think especially with these, you're not supposed to be drinking too much of.
This doesn't, I guess, as someone who drinks piss water light lager beers, this almost seems like it's lost a lot of its body and it's kind of gone drinkable light lagery. Not.
I love that you say that, though. Like, the fact that you can come out and just be like, yeah, I do.
What, like light lagers?
Like piss water light lagers.
But well, you know, if you like it, it's a good beer.
No.
Which is a great slogan of North Center Brewing out in Northville, Michigan.
On the corner of North and Center Road on Novi. I don't know where they are.
It's
I will never be able to find
you
them.
You made an attempt. I love it.
You could put it on Google Maps. And I would.
It's
not
on North Center Road.
In Novi.
South of 8 Mile in Northville.
In Novi. Okay, so if people are driving to Novi now, stop and drive to Northville. But it also has an Allen Park location, as I'm concerned, as I've heard.
No.
No, they don't. They do not have an Allen Park location.
They do not have
so
an
only
Allen.
Go to Northville. And if you're driving to Allen Park because it's closer, turn around again, go to Northville.
Go to Northville. To
If you have found us on the radio and you're driving, turn around, go to Northville. Go to North Center Brewing. Tell them Ken sent you.
Yes, and nothing will happen. They'll probably ask you why their point of sale system doesn't work.
And they'll say, thanks, Ken, but what can I get you to drink?
Damn you, Ken.
So, all right, so now we have a 15, too. So
yeah,
have you tasted the 15 as well, Ken?
I have, yes.
What do you think the biggest difference between the 15 and the – or the 27 and the 28 or the 15-year-old and the 16-year-old?
The 27's much more mellowed out. You definitely don't have a big liquor kick in it. I didn't even really taste too much of a liquor kick in the 28, but
I get a lot more body in the 27 than the 28.
I agree. And in the 27, because I remember we had the 27 on one of our very first episodes because they actually had it on draft at Three Nicks. And I remember this was my intro to like bourbon barrel aged beers because at that point I hated bourbon. I still kind of like I'm a little iffy on them now, but I'll try it. Like spice beers, no. No, yeah. No. Just take your El Guapo, El Chavo. El Nino.
Guapo, that's a rap song. We should make Ken like the mildest pepper in the world. And
El
make
Guapo.
Call it the Guapo. Put like Big Sean on it.
Big Sean.
Big Sean would love El Guapo.
He has a song called Get Guap right now or whatnot, so that'd be perfect for
it. Is that like all the people in the club get Guapo? Or no that's Tipsy.
Yeah, that'd be Tipsy. I'm going to channel my inner rapper, and I know Rob's just rolling his eyes and saying, wow, just that I'm thinking about it's getting guap right now, I think is how the word goes.
Getting guap right now.
I will tell you, this 15.
Getting guap right now.
This 15, the aroma is much more mild. I like that.
See,
to me.
I get everything more.
To me. Maybe it's just me.
I don't know. I think it seems like the 15 is more, I guess it seems like the 16 is more mellow than the 15 to me. Like it lost something in that extra year that you're still detecting in the 15 than you did in the 16. Because it doesn't, like I feel a body all the way through the mouthfeel, whereas I feel after the initial sip, I kind of go back to just like beer mode. I don't get.
Well, I think in the 16 is a mixture of two different barrels that they use. So I think they used a whiskey barrel, and I believe it was a rum or a gin barrel.
I don't
so
know.
It's not the same barrel type of aging that they did for the 15 than they did the 16.
I've become a huge fan of Deschutes. It's great liquid.
They make great beer.
They make great beer. And even if you like it, it's good beer, says North Center Brewing Company. And just a quick shout out, any of these beers you can get at Zatuna Liquor in Rochester Hills, just south of 59 on Rochester Road. Go ask Jack or Gus.
Gus is never there. Gus is over in
Orchard Lake or whatnot.
Yeah. Gus is in the north building.
Ask Jack, hey, where's that Black Butte Special Reserve you got on? And he'll point it to you if he likes you enough. But I guess I'm getting more porter notes from the 15 than the 16.
Well, I think that's because a lot of things have fallen off a little bit.
It seems like 17 and a half is the year that either use it or lose it, like a lot of our high school students learn these days.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, Steve Carell will tell you that.
Is it true?
It really is.
Are you being serious right now?
Seriously?
No. Oh, no. Gosh, that's a great movie.
That actually is a very underrated movie.
You think it's underrated?
No, I think it's very underrated.
As they say on the radio, it's like the thumb of Michigan. I think it's appropriately rated.
Really?
Yeah, I think certain aspects of – I think some of the work is underrated. I think Seth Rogen is underrated in that movie. He's underutilized in that movie.
I think the Kevin Hart cameo is underrated. How about that? You don't even realize it until you actually think back. You're like, my God, Kevin Hart's actually in that movie.
And
it's
trying to think of it.
Okay, so he's in the store? What's the store there where they work at?
Smart Tech, right?
Smart Tech.
Yeah, it's like a big box store, like
it's
a
Circuit City. No, it's Circuit City.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So he's like, don't be my Negro.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I got the scene.
Yes.
I got the scene.
Yes.
Where he's talking to the guy who's like, I got a baby coming. Yes. Yeah.
Great. Probably one of the funniest, like, what is it? Maybe a minute and a half?
All right. So I've just mixed the two 15s and the 16 together, and I'm going to let them sit and see.
I was about to follow your lead. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
I'm mixing the 15 and the 16 together. I'm
going to
see.
So in regards, going back to that movie real quick, because
I need to go back.
I have to go back because still the favorite part is when one of the guy's girlfriends comes in and storms in because she found the dating card.
Yeah.
And she goes, did you say ho for show?
That's he's just like. I can't think of the guy's name.
And he's like, he was a hoe.
For show.
Well, so it was Ranjit, right? It was Ranjit.
No, it wasn't Ranjit.
No. That's one of them. That's
Ranjit's the old Indian guy.
He's the old Indian guy.
And he actually stabbed his daughter like 27 times in like some sort of honor killing, so he's not a good guy.
Like real life?
Yes, like he was charged with murder.
So I'm bringing it up right now. So the guy's name is Jay in the movie.
His name is
Romani Maico, M-A-I-C-O.
I'll tell you what. If you mix the 15 and the 16 together, they're amazing.
I think really? We're going to have to.
All right, I'm going
to. I'll pass my cup.
No, I'll do okay. it.
Well, I had different proportions, so.
I appreciate it, though.
There we go.
You're a gentleman and a scholar. Has anyone ever said that?
I'm a friend, a gentleman, and a scholar, actually.
I love where you're.
That's
yes.
what my fraternity crest tells me.
What fraternity were you in? You want to get on that subject? What fraternity were you in?
I was a beta.
You were.
What house were you in?
Delta Sigma Phi.
Oh, we didn't have you at Central.
I know.
I thought you went to Central.
I did.
Interesting. Yep.
I went to Grand Valley for a semester.
Ah, I see what happened there. Mm-hmm.
GVSU.
Usually goes the other way.
Yeah. I went. So, funny story. My freshman year at Central, I got a 1.8.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Popped out. Year and a half. Went to Macomb Community College. Monarchs. Fire up.
At 12 right. Mile or the Hall Road one?
Oh, no, the Hall Road.
Okay.
I'm a suburbanite.
Okay, well, hey, the 12 Mile, they have a baseball diamond there, so.
My buddy, give a shout-out, Alex Hatius, Hall of Famer at Macomb Community College.
There's such a thing?
Yes.
Hey,
For their baseball team.
He is a pro Macomb Monarch.
We gave him so much shit for, like, the longest time. He had a banner, a life-size banner of himself.
Is he,
in his room.
Does he play for the USPBL?
In his room?
He tried out.
Did he?
I swear to God, he did. He did try out. I'm going to show him this podcast and just give him shit the whole time. It's going
to
be great.
He was too old probably because my entire softball team wanted to go try out.
He was at the age limit, so he could try out.
And he got cut.
And he got cut.
Hall of Famer got cut. I can't remember the last time John Elway got cut for anything.
He's slow.
Okay.
And I mean like not like.
Like Prince Fielder slow?
Like Prince Fielder
Jerome slow. Bettis is slow, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
The bus. Got to represent the bus.
And the only reason he's the bus is just he bowls you over because there's too much inertia with that gentleman.
If I'm not mistaken, Prince Fielder has an inside-the-park home run.
He does. You know, he was vegan.
Really?
When he was a brewer.
He doesn't
he
look
was
vegan.
Vegan. He is the biggest vegan on record, I believe.
Well, I mean...
Can we talk about how the Tigers robbed the Rangers with that trade?
Oh, my God, yeah. That's definitely a ridiculous...
Well, to be fair, we're only paying Prince Fielder $3 million less than the Rangers are for the next 6 years because of his medical retirement. So, in hindsight... I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been an Ian Kinsler fan since I stopped going to school during opening day, and he would kill the Tigers.
Yep.
Every opening day, we would play Texas.
Who was
the Minnesota Twin that was like the Tiger Killer? I'm trying to think of his
name.
Not
Joe Tom.
No.
Justin Morneau.
Jim Tomei?
Justin Morneau.
It was Justin Morneau.
Yeah.
That was like, I can always remember like just every time he
came
up.
He's a White Sox,
like,
not I believe.
Is he really?
Or a White Sox or a Pirate.
I thought he retired.
He had a big concussion issue, but I know he played for, I think he played for the White Sox last year as a first baseman / DH because they had to get rid of it. Adam Dunn for striking out at a record pace. He struck out more than
– he had like 800 strikeouts.
He led the league in not hitting the ball in any direction except the catcher's mitt.
Justin Morneau is a Chicago White Sox at the moment.
Got it.
Picked up and placed on the 15-day DL.
Concussions?
Doesn't say the reason for the DL.
See, if it comes to baseball knowledge, I got that. That's my.
So he went Pirates, Rockies, and then White Sox.
Bam! Look at this.
Wow, that's
I got this.
I love it.
Baseball is my forte.
Yeah.
Ring. Where's that star wipe we can get?
Where's that trade Dylan Larkin podcast?
I'm still on that bandwagon. I was also earlier this year.
Was it a trade Miggy?
I was on the trade Miggy bandwagon as well. I am not afraid to say I was on the trade Miggy bandwagon.
Why?
$325 million over the next 9 years or prospects?
You would trade the best first baseman of all time for prospects.
The best first baseman of all time no longer plays baseball.
Okay, who's the best first baseman of all time? Big Red?
Even of this generation, it would be Frank Thomas.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Don't look at me. You're talking to him.
No way.
Yes.
Are you
Frank Thomas?
Are you high?
No, I would put Frank Thomas above Miggy in the All-Star.
So you're telling me, over the last, let's say, 10 years since we got him in 06, right? We got him in 06. Four.
08. 08, because it was after.
No, Miggy.
Yeah, because we went to the World Series with Sean Casey as first baseman.
That's right.
We got him after the 06.
We got him and Dontrell Willis. From the Marlins for like nothing.
Andrew Miller, Jacob.
Oh my
Andrew
God.
Miller, Cameron Maybin. That was pre-Jacob Turner, but some other random that never really flamed out. And it's funny, we got Cameron Maybin back after all that.
What a joke. Talk about a joke of an organization down there.
But yes, I don't think Miguel Cabrera is the best first baseman of all time. I don't even think...
You don't think at the end of his career he will be?
I have a standing wager with one of my best baseball friends that says Miguel Cabrera will not be first ballot Hall of Famer.
That's a ballsy bet, my friend.
So I have the will not be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, of course, because you're an asshole.
And the wager is round trip accommodations to Cooperstown. If Miguel Cabrera is a first ballot Hall of Famer, I will have to pay for me and my friend to go to Cooperstown to see him inducted.
And if you
if I win, then I get to pick a player of my choosing that he has to pay for us to go see. Now, the player I most want to see currently is Chipper Jones, and I will be seeing him in the next 2 to 3 years when he's eligible because he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
So are you ready? So ESPN earlier this year, and I think it was only like a month ago, put out the top 10 first basemen of all time.
Okay.
So I'm going to go where Miggy is, and Miggy is number 5.
Right now.
Number 5.
Of all time.
Of all time.
And that's currently.
All time.
That's current.
Current, yeah. Okay. This is like as of – here, I'll see if I can scroll up and get to the date pretty quick. But the date of this is July 15th, 2016.
Okay, so recent.
Six weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. So, All right. So number 1 is Lou Gehrig.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't argue that.
I mean, he's got a disease, so he wins.
That's terrible.
He also the Iron Horse. He did have the record.
Okay. Yeah.
So fair. You got 24-time All-Star number 2, Stan Musial.
Stan Musial, the Cardinal. Musial.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He was also a fighter pilot in World War II with Ted Williams.
I feel like that automatically gives you that extra bump. If you were like in a tie, like 1A, 1B, like, no, that, like, dude, you're a pilot. Like,
yeah.
So number 3, current player.
Current player.
Current player, number 3.
Hold on. Before you say it.
Is it Big Poppy?
No. No chance.
Hold on. It's not Mark Teixeira.
Nope.
I'm going out west now. I'm not seeing anybody out. Oh, Albert Pujols.
Pujols. Look at that.
But you know what? I think that's bullshit, too. I don't think Albert Pujols has
What has he done since he's gone to the
Nothing.
Angels, dude?
You know, it's honestly, that's got to be the
2015 AL All-Star.
Okay.
That's all he's done.
R-Star or All-Star?
All-Star.
You know who else was an All-Star once?
I'm just kidding.
Brandon Inge.
Hey, he was in the Home Run Derby.
Exactly.
Did he hit zero home runs, right?
Zero home runs, yeah.
I've hit as many home runs in the All-Star game, Home Run Derby, as Brandon Inge. But you know what? I think Albert Pujols is probably the most overrated player of our generation.
How is that? I can't wrap my head around that stat right there. How is that possible?
He did just crack the top 10 in home runs of all time. Pujols did. So that could be.
So Pujols is 27, 49 home runs.
Sorry.
Hits. There you go. 27, 49 hits, 575 home runs, 1758 ribbies. His OPS is 969. His career batting average is 310.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the biggest kick in the schnoz is when a team tries to re-sign you in free agency, they build a statue and put it in front of their stadium, and you still leave. So I pretty much lost a lot of respect for Pujols when that happened. But anyways, I mean, he didn't make them build a statue for them, so.
So we got number four.
Yep.
Jimmy Fox.
Too old for us. He's like the
9-time All-Star, Hall of Fame in 51, 2 championships with the Philadelphia A's. He had 26, 46 hits, 534 home runs, 1922 RBIs. He's the only first baseman with a 10 or higher WAR.
WAR is too recent of a stat to even people.
That's what this thing says. So you're going to have to. Yeah,
I'll take it up with Peter Gammons. Well, it's not even Peter Gammons. It's got to be like Jason.
Let's call up Peter Gammons right now.
Well, he did write today that Brad Ausmus should be in the conversation for manager of the year. So that stroke really did hurt him a few years ago. All right, so number five, you said is Miggy.
Number five is Miggy.
Okay.
Number six, we got another Detroit Tiger.
Tony Clark?
Nope. Tony the Tiger Clark.
Not current.
No.
Greenberg?
No, no.
Hank Greenberg?
Hank Greenberg is the answer.
I believe is still the single season RBI leader.
He might be.
It's 153 or so many. Maybe 153.
They didn't put that stat in their little play by play.
So yeah. But.
Okay, I already know your opinion on this. Will Miggy be? Will he be the top three by the end of his career?
No.
I'm not asking you.
Will he be in the top three by the end of his career?
Because that's the question. Again, like, I think he's going to pass Pujols. I think he's a better hitter than Pujols.
No, absolutely not.
I do. I genuinely think so.
But you're also comparing apples and oranges. Pujols is a hitter for average who can hit for power, and Miggy is a softball player. He's an all or nothing.
That's fair.
I don't know. Miggy is 0 for 11 with the bases loaded this year. Miggy has had a steep decline this year versus the last 2 years. So I really think he might only have 3 or 4 more years at first base, period.
And then he moves DH.
And that's only we would prefer to have Victor on the team than Miggy right now, the way they're hitting against each other. Hell, I would rather bring in a decent left fielder or a right fielder or a left fielder, really, and have J.D. Martinez as my first baseman at this point.
So it says only 8 players in the history of baseball have had more 300 batting average, 30 home run, 100 ribby seasons than Cabrera's 7.
Okay. With that, I would say how many people came up that have played first base? And first of all,
this isn't first base. This is all of baseball.
That's
he did come
that's,
up at,
that is all time, every position.
He came up at 19. He's 31 now. So 8 out of 12 years, he's had 300 and 100. Is that what you said?
7
out of 12 years, which is great.
3,100?
No.
What was the stat?
24, 29 hits. I'm assuming
stat of only 8 other players
have?
No,
yeah, 8 other players have what?
300 batting average, 30 home runs, 100 ribbies.
Again, he's 30. I guess – I think he came up a lot earlier as a 19-year-old.
20 years and 63 days.
Is when he came up?
Is when he came up.
Well, he's been up since –
And he played left field.
For the World Championship Marlins in 03. So he's been around for 13 years now.
Holy cow.
So, I mean, that's only saying – I mean, he might – it's 300 batting average and 30 home runs, right, you said?
And he's hitting for power as a – out. I mean
– So I'm going to say Miggy's not going to hit 30 home runs this year. So that's going to say 7 out of his 13 years in the majors, he's cracked that. So I think if you take a sample size of any perennial all-star and you say half of your career you have to hit 300 and hit 30 home runs, I think you would have more people than you would think – hit that stat. But again,
you would think, but then there's eight, you know,
but again,
eight people have done it.
I think he's young, and I think that's why it's impressive. So he's number six.
Yeah.
So number six, Hank Greenberg.
Okay.
Number seven,
Former Giant, Padre, and A's. He was the 1959 Rookie of the Year.
Nobody knows that.
Okay, so it's Willie McCovey.
Oh, McCovey.
McCovey.
Yep.
My bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, baseball purists. I have to. They're a very loud bunch.
Number 8, former Washington Senator, Minnesota Twin, Kansas City Royals. No championships, and he's definitely someone that a lot of people know.
Senator?
HK is his initials.
HK.
HK. So I'm going to give it to you because you have no idea. It's Harmon Killebrew.
Okay. All right.
Hey, speaking of the Albert Pujols, he's the A's are up. Or I shouldn't A's. The Angels are up 1-0.
Yeah,
Pujols hit a homer.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Number 9, former Chicago White Sox, Oakland Athletic, and Toronto Blue Jay.
Big hurt Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas.
I still can't believe you take Frank Thomas over Cabrera. That like makes me like.
In their heyday, I would take Frank Thomas over Miguel Cabrera. Frank Thomas was more reliable. You know what? You know who another Tiger killer was? Another Chicago White Sox first baseman, Paul Bleeping Konerko.
Oh, yeah. Paul Konerko is still a Tiger
or
killer.
Jim Thome could be on that
list. I was about
list.
To say Jim Thome
isn't as bad as Konerko and Morneau.
But Jim Thome has maybe 600 home runs.
Against the Tigers.
But probably, yeah. He was in the AL.
We're going to go number 10 because we're about to take a quick break, and we'll do 5 questions and all that stuff. So for those of you sticking around past the sports talk, we'll talk a little bit of beer during
number
the third
10
segment.
Is?
Number 10, former Minnesota Twin, current Boston Red Sox.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
He's not a first baseman. He's a DH. I guess it. But, I mean, Miggy's only been a home first baseman for 3 years now, so kind of.
the Christina Carl. Says, okay, I get it. We don't consider DH an official position, but explains Big Poppy obviously plays first base when necessity arises. So
are there honorable mentions on the list by chance?
There are no honorable mentions because I've scrolled up and down on the list. And
what's your honorable mention? I know you have one.
Edgar Martinez.
All right.
DH first baseman, third baseman.
Yeah.
Fred McGriff.
Fred McGriff. The old McGriff.
Yep. Crime dog. San Diego, San Diego Padre and Atlanta Brave, but I'm always partial to my Braves.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully you stuck through. We're going to talk beer in the third segment. We'll be right back with a Better on Draft podcast.
So 9 times 5
so
is 45?
Fun fact, as I interrupt you right now, we haven't been recording for the last 17 minutes.
So
yep, that would be my bad.
I believe I wrote these questions twice. I rewrote questions.
So we as I welcome back everyone, it looks like I missed the click in regards to bringing us back. So we did 5 questions with Matt Bush. The first question, we'll kind of do a recap of it. Yeah, we definitely fucked that up, and by that I mean I fucked that up.
So do we get an extra 17 minutes of showtime, or are we still out of here in 12?
Sure, why not?
All right. Well, I will come. I actually saw a whole. I'm going to do this on the fly because we're doing it on the fly as well. So we're going to do 5 true or false questions.
5 true or false questions.
5 true or false questions.
I'm guessing this beer is Foster's.
That beer is Foster's. Name that beer will not be a part of the show because Ken ruined it. So as I pull up my random beer facts. All right. Question number 1, because I did do research, believe it or not.
All right.
The first true or false.
True or false.
The first professional brewers were women. Today is International Women's Day.
True.
So is that true or false?
True.
Do you want to debate that, teammate?
Well, I'm going to say false, but I'm not going to argue it because I literally have no idea.
I'm like 92% sure it's true.
Okay, let's go true.
It is true. Yep. They were called breweresses, I believe is what the word was.
Sure. The first – I thought – really?
Yes.
I thought the first brewers were like monks.
Oh, no,
professional.
We're,
so, like, you get paid to, you know, like,
oh.
Instead of, like, serving tables, they were doing beers.
Well, right. That makes sense.
Sure.
True or false?
True or false. All right. We're 1-for-1.
1-for-1. Amsterdam pays its alcoholics in beer and cigarettes to clean up the city.
True.
True.
That is true again. I gotta figure this out. All right. The highest ABV beer ever recorded is 52.5%.
False.
False.
It's higher than that.
right?
Okay.
I thought it was higher. Maybe I'm wrong.
For a special extra credit point, within 2%, what is it?
64.
68.
You guys are... Oh, no, you're right. It's 67.5%.
God damn it.
Yes.
It's from Scotland, and it's called Snake Venom.
Snake Venom. Shout out to Snake Venom.
All right. Number four, we're on?
Four,
right,
yep.
I'm gonna pick these two. These are two. What country consumes the most beer per capita?
I'm going to go with Czech Republic, I guess, would be the proper term for that country now. I was about to say Czechoslovakia, but that's not a country. Or Ukraine. Czech Republic or Ukraine? What do you think?
Those are two really weird countries to choose.
Iceland.
No, I don't think it's Iceland. I think I don't know if we're going to be debating on this one. I'm going to go with Ukraine.
I literally have no idea. I'm guessing Iceland because I don't think many people live there. And I also think that.
What about the Holy See then? Vatican City. Would that be?
I bet Vatican City.
That would be wine per capita, not beer per capita.
Oh, I guess that would be that. That's good. That's a.
I said Iceland just because of the fact that A, I don't think a lot of people live there, and B, it's part of – I mean, I bet a lot of people from Northern Europe have migrated there and lived there.
Holidays?
I'm going to go with Ukraine.
All right. We'll go to Ukraine. Let's go.
It was the Czech Republic.
God damn it. Son of
– Now for extra credit to get that point back, do you want to guess how many gallons of beer within five they consume on an annual basis per capita?
Annual.
Annual basis per capita.
Annual gallons of beer per capita. So how many gallons of beer does the average Czech drink in a year?
150.
I gave you within five, right?
That's more. I think more.
You think more? This is per capita, so this is average.
The average person.
The average person. Okay, all right, hold on.
So you got to go from babies to old person.
So not average drunk.
Gallons? Yeah. Gallons.
Gallons.
And, you know, they're in liters, so yeah, I got to convert it back to gallons.
Can I get a liter of cola? Let's get a large Farva.
You can get a large Farva.
I don't want a large
Farva. How many large Farvas of beer do they drink?
I'm going to say 124.
All right, you guys are wildly inaccurate. It's 40 gallons a person.
Oh, damn. We were overshooting on that one.
Yeah, you threw me off, the 150.
Three for five. We don't have music this time either.
I'm sorry.
No, that's better for
the
listening audience.
No, I'm really bummed the listening audience didn't get to hear our awesome.
Okay.
So, yes.
I'm gonna say a word in a different language that I'm gonna get wrong because I only speak German. So it's the world's most expensive beer is Belgian's Villa Bon Secours.
So.
It's for those out there in the spelling bee, it's Ville Bon Secours, Secours.
So the village of candy suckers?
It could be.
Villa Bon Coors.
It looks like it's a Belgian blonde. It comes in about a 10 ounce. Don't be looking at on your shenanigans.
I'm not.
What is the average cost in American dollars of the most expensive beer? And I'll give you $100 leeway on this one as well.
I'm just gonna go right in the 500.
Average cost?
It says the most expensive cost around this amount of dollars. And I'm going to give you 100 either way.
Purple chip, 500.
For some reason, I almost think it's more.
Then go for more. I don't need to tell you what to do.
Trust your partner, Ken.
All right.
You know what? Screw it. Let's go 500.
No, he said trust the partner, so it's got to be more, unless he's trying to fuck with us. But no. I don't think he's trying to fuck with us.
I didn't fuck with you. All right, it's $1,000, so you lost.
So it's two purple chips.
So $1,000 on a 750
would have been right.
So $1,000 on a 750 of a blonde ale.
Ugh.
What do you have to be doing for a living to be able to purchase that?
Blowjobs?
Like copious amounts of them.
I don't know. I mean, you could have, like, really good blowjobs and, like, be, like, a top-rated
Is there a blowjob advocate we can check to see if that's...
Maybe there's like a level, like for, you know, for 50 pounds, you can get this blowjob.
American dollars.
Oh, not... Sorry. So for $100, you can get this type
of blowjob. So I just like to point out for the record, the name that beer was Foster's.
Foster's, yep.
It was guessed that it was a Bud Ice.
Bud Ice, yep.
And the questions were whether it was a Milwaukee's or a Busch. So I did pull the wool over their eyes this week. Dan, I had an entire Nordic segment for you, so you let me down by just ghosting on us today. So we're going to have to drink the ghost pepper cider for it tomorrow.
Thanks, Dan.
What is our situation, Dan?
So there was an article that somebody had posted in our group that I wanted to bring up, and that was a secondary beer market.
Can you kill
market.
This music now, please?
Yeah, I can kill the music now. Is it not
way too much? I need something peppy and bump, 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 bump.
I'm sorry. I just searched for background music, and this is the first thing called Relax Daily, and obviously you ain't relaxed. So there is 7 Michigan beers that go high on the black market. And it's definitely interesting to see because it's all from different breweries. And some of them range from $100 up to $100 for each one. One's $160. One's $150. Damn. So a lot of these beers. So number 7 is a 2006. So a 10-year-old KBS.
I can't.
And that goes for $99.
First, can we take it off the black list and call it a brown list? Because they're all going to be stouts and malty beers, right?
Nope.
Really? We have some hoppy beers on this?
Nope.
So they're all going to be heavy beers.
Barley wine.
Are they lighter in color? Yes. Yes.
No,
I'm probably going
to be. No, I'm guessing.
Rolling their eyes at me. What color barley wine is?
Number 7, Kunin's Raspberry Eisbach, and that is 2007. That they made a raspberry Eisbach for $100 for a 12-ounce bottle.
But, like...
Pipe and Brock, I know you released that, like, a year ago, probably.
No,
he just released a new version of it, like, a week ago.
Well, at their anniversary, they had, like, 10 of them. Oh, they had, like, damn, 10... Yeah. They had, like, a 10-vert, I think, I saw on in the DACBE. Shout out, what up?
Dakby.
Hey, what's up?
So, yes.
O'Leary, what's up, man? Congrats on the job.
Where's Alec when you need him?
So I've never met Alec, and I don't even know if he knows who I am. I don't blame him. A lot of people don't know who I am.
I knew Alec like 5 years before Dakby even existed.
Is he still like the same guy that he is now?
Is that Detroit area craft beer enthusiast? So I was in that group for probably.
Did you leave?
I left.
Why?
Because I kept seeing. Just the craft beer Yeezy, and I think we almost made an entire show without talking about them. Those people
the Yeezus, the CBYs.
Those people that, like, overanalyze a beer.
No, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people, and I have no problem saying it, there are a lot of people that are fucking idiots on there. Like there are. Like, but that goes for anything. That's not something specific.
Yeah, no, I guess, like, I remember just seeing a post about, hey, I just got this beer. I loved it. You know, I've been waiting to drink this beer all week. You know, I bought it on Monday, put it in my fridge till Friday, finally got off work, finally had the time to drink this. You know, this is a great beer. And just somebody showing off something that they did, which, again, it's like taking a picture of your kid on the first day of school. And people just attacking that beer like, that beer was such garbage. I had it here and it tasted like this. It's like, why are you trying to shit in someone's cereal?
Dude, you know what it is? It's just someone trying to be pretentious. It's actually not even – they're not even trying to be pretentious. They're trying to – it's the ego thing. It's their ego.
And it's almost to the point like I can't wait till November because I don't want to see the same things on my timeline about the election. It's the same thing I constantly saw on Facebook about in the Dakby. It's people – and it's – these people have no other life but to post about the beer they drink. So it's always the first thing you see on the internet and it's like I need to see something else like boobs. And all I'm seeing is the critique of the malt character of a random beer that I'm never going to drink.
That I don't give
what?
A shit about.
I don't yeah. care. I don't care. I don't but care about your life.
I think there's a balance.
I would agree. I think there's definitely – I think the balance, though, is too
wide of a range. I think it's either absolutely nothing, you know, maybe one or two posts, or 150 posts about, you know, say Odd Side's infection or Goose Island's infection or anyone's infection.
Can I give an example?
Yeah,
can I give
sure.
an example? All right, sure, so there's a certain supplier.
No, you can't. Stop right now. Stop now. You can never speak
stop
again.
Your ass. So there's a certain supplier, and I'm not going to name names, but
are they in Macomb or Oakland?
I'm not naming names because you're not trying to throw anybody under the bus. But when you post every day and I get, for example, me, you know, I try not to, I don't check, I don't post it often. When I do, it's something fun for people to, you know, talk about, whatever. I'm trying to mule New Glarus back. But when I get a notification from you specifically every day, you start to notice. It's like, all right, like
trying
stop.
To learn. It's like when a creepy yeah. girl is like, oh, hey, we had a great time. Let's hang out again. No, let's there's a reason why you're texting me and I'm not texting you.
Let it go.
Yeah. And I think like I see I there's a couple of sales websites that I – or not sales websites, but sales groups that I'm on Facebook. And every now and again, it's like, you know, what do you sell? You know, do a sales selfie. You know, show us what you sell. And every now and again, it's like once a month, everyone posts a picture of what they sell on the internet. And you get this long-ass thread of everybody and their work clothes and what they sell. And, you know, that would be appropriate for the DACB, as you call it. But I don't need to hear on a Tuesday night about how you and your significant other had this beer that you've been waiting for 8 years to drink and how that now that you've drank it, you regret it because it had – too many IBUs or not enough IBUs or too much malt backbone or it wasn't malty. Like, it's like I get people like beer, it just like people like sports or baseball, like we just talked about or whatever. But there's nothing to – you're not going to be a critic in the New York Post tomorrow if you put an extra point about it. Just, hey, this beer was good. I like this about it. I didn't like this about it. Have a great night. I hope you enjoy it.
And I want to make sure when people hear this, they don't think like, oh, we're trashing the DACBE, because that is the farthest thing from the truth. I enjoy the group. I genuinely enjoy hearing what people have to say. And I'll give you an example. Some guy, I don't know who he is, but he worked for a distributor and he posted yesterday like, I don't know if I should leave or if I should stay. In this group because some stuff keeps me up at night. And when he posted that, I said, what the fuck keeps you up at night about that in this group? No one's opinion in this group should matter in any way, shape, or form to you because they shouldn't matter.
But I think that's the problem. And again, maybe I'm taking it on the DACB it inappropriately. But I think everybody in that site thinks their opinion does matter. They think they are the end-all be-all.
Well, some of them are consumers though, right?
Yeah, well, they I guess
99% are.
Technically, they all are consumers. Mm. And I guess if you're talking about someone who's like a maker or whatnot.
But if they're a distributor, the guy worked for a distributor.
Yeah, it's like maybe that's why I left the group because
he left exactly – he posed the question exactly why you left.
Because it's like I don't – like, if I'm trying to share my enthusiasm for craft beer with you guys, I don't want to get a notification from 1,200 of you why you don't like my post because you think my IBU count or my perspective on the mouthfeel was wrong. I don't want to get a bling in my cell phone every minute with somebody else commenting on it. Like, hey, I'm sharing with you a moment of my day. That's it. I don't need to hear a retort from every Tom, Dick, Harry, and his boyfriend about his opinion on that. No, just post your own damn thing. If I like it, I'll hit the like button. If I want to that's the extent of it. Like, let's be enthused about what enthuses us.
I will tell you it's a funny thing that happened yesterday. So I posted something about Cider Days, naturally.
Go figure. Why would you do that?
Crazy. Posted it. Just a picture like, hey guys, looking forward to seeing you this weekend. And it was the map of our layout. And it was like, all right, that's cool. Some guy posted, then 25 seconds after I already viewed it, deleted it, he goes, we'll all be at Witch's Hat. What? And naturally, I screenshotted it before he deleted it. But it's that thought process, right? Like, you didn't have to say that.
And who? Okay. And
am I wrong?
No.
Dude, You don't even why comment if that's if that's where your head's at. What the fuck are you thinking? What's the point?
And to be fair, Witch's Hat is in Dexter, ish.
Wixom.
Okay, so again, who the hell would who would say, "Oh,
Lion"?
Okay, so who would say to their self, unless they live in like Western Oakland County, I can either spend my day in South Lyon or Armada. Where am I going to go?
So I think tomorrow is probably the beer release, like Dragon Tracks or whatever the hell they have over at Witch's Hat. That's my guess as to why someone would say that.
Which is fine. Like, I have no problem with that. Do it. But
what are you doing Sunday?
Exactly. What? Oh. But he deleted it before I could comment. But I was like, dude, like, what's deal?
You should message that person just the screenshot of what it was. Be like,
just because, dude. Be like, dude, what? Why?
You have nothing better.
Dude, why?
There's some things on the internet, and I think I've definitely started to agree more and follow it more myself. But it's, does this statement promote or do anything to, like, does this mean anything?
Yeah.
And if,
does this
if it
add
does,
to the conversation?
Exactly. And if it does or it doesn't, you know, me saying, hey, I'm going to be at Witch's Hat, that's great, bro. Congrats. I'm still going to be at Armada doing something.
I'm still Armada.
I love it, though.
Armada.
Anyone outside of Michigan doesn't know.
Spanish Armada.
Anyone outside of Michigan pronounces it Armada.
1548.
That is correct.
Keep your shirt on. But
that's the exact thought that should go through anyone posting on social media, because that shit doesn't go away. Let's have a social media talk. Anything you post online doesn't go anywhere. Like, it stays. Someone has a screenshot.
Yeah, but the thing is that what he said, there's no follow-up conversation. There's like, it's just, oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for the comment,
so
bro.
I think tomorrow we should go to Armada. And go to Blake's dressed as the Spanish Inquisition.
As the Spanish Inquisition.
Because nobody expects it.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be awesome. In long red robes.
Long red robes.
I would love it.
We didn't expect to dress this way. Nobody expects the Inquisition in Armada. Armada.
I'll just dress up as Wreck-It Ralph and then walk around.
Yes.
That's the only costume
I will dress
I
as Borat with that mankini.
I'll be his friend then and chase you around naked in the hotel.
As the meth bucket does. And don't worry, if you come running naked after me, I'll scream and run too.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to finish up this segment. So Cider Days, you can go to ciderdays.com, DAYZE. Blake Cider, you can find him on Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
Tinder.
In your local store.
You can find me on Tinder.
You can find
only if you're
A-Aaron.
Girl-ish.
Aaron
girl-ish.
From Balakes.
I love it.
Or if you're into males.
Well, that would be Grindr, not Tinder.
Yeah, that's not.
No,
that's
it's
not
either
Tinder.
Way. I mean, you can choose your specs on Tinder. Sorry.
Okay, yeah,
you're in the married game. Single game.
I don't know these things.
He knows Grindr. I didn't know what it was.
Tinder showed up.
No, I've heard of Grindr, actually.
Tinder, as well as Netflix and Chill have showed up after I got married.
Netflix and Chill is an app?
It's just this lifestyle.
Netflix
apparently.
And Chill is hands down one of the best inventions ever.
Oh, in college it was still VCR or DVD and Chill. And you know what movie always did it? Freddy vs. Jason. What? Every single time.
Is that because they'd like to cuddle up?
Because they get scared.
They like to cuddle up.
And then you just wear sweats. And
one movie you could always close with. Let's
Freddy
go right
Jason.
Now.
The closer movie?
The closer movie.
Freddy
go.
Vs. Jason. Waiting.
Waiting? That's such a good movie.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, God, the movie.
You're out of here. He's gonna out
I love it. I love it. I love it because this is like an awkward, like non-awkward conversation.
It's a scary movie.
I was like, oh, man. No,
I lost my virginity to Jeepers Creepers, too.
I lost my virginity to Superbad.
Superbad. You know what? I was going to say Tommy Boy. As the closer, but super bad. Damn, that's good.
I'll be honest, it was one of those like didn't expect and it just kind of happened.
I knew what would happen if that occurred. So shout out to she knows who she is, but you know she's never gonna hear this, and I'm not gonna mention her name.
So that's gonna do it for us here at Better on Draft. Aaron, thank you. We will see you tomorrow. We're gonna have a
live
special
from Blockays.
We're not going to have a live show.
No, it's going to be
podcasted.
Okay. I love where your head's at, though.
Hey, we're going to be live
out,
there.
Check it out late Saturday night if Ken's sober enough to press the launch button.
That's going to be Sunday. That's going to be a Sunday thing.
Ken will not be. So check us out Sunday for episode 47.2.
Hey,
Tom Glavine as the Met.
Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate
you coming on.
We
drive
have
safe.
Not had a better guest.
No matter what you think of your beer,
it's better on draft.
It's better on draft. Have a good night.